Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and we're going to talk about abundant mindset, and I have a really simple shift that you can make to activate a mindset of abundance. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people do really amazing, ridiculous in the sense that most people are going to think like, how are you going to be able to do that? Yeah, I help you do that. I help you do the really amazing, gorgeous, fantastic, big things. And it's whatever big is for you. I help you do that. And so if you are ready to do your big thing, whatever it may be for you, and it's not about a comparison game, it's what feels right to you, then I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package and check out the Massive Result 1-Year Program. Okay, abundance mindset. Many of you probably are tuned into your abundance more often than you think, but this shift will really help you take it to the next level. Abundance mindset, very simple. I can do it. I can do it. If you can start to embody the energy of I can do it throughout your day, throughout whatever you're up to, you will shift the energy in your life towards abundance. When you are in a state of I can, you are receptive. When you are in a state of I can't, that's a lack-based mindset. I can't afford it. I can't do that. I can't buy that gift. I can't take that trip. I can't. You are in a lack mindset. And so the goal is to embody I can in as many aspects of your life as possible. So if you want to, let's say you want to manifest a pay increase. If you approach it from, I can't, I don't know how that could work, I don't know what to do, I can't, then you won't, right? Or you'll try and it won't go the way you want. But if you embody an abundance mindset that says, I can, of course I can do it. I'm meant to have it. It's for me. If the desire is on my heart, it means I can. And if you hold in that belief of I can do it, you've activated the energy of abundance in your life. You're in a state of, oh, woe is me. And believe me, oh, woe is me can be very, very real. I'm not minimizing that experience. I've been in oh, woe is me a lot. If you're in a state of desperation and fear and oh my God, then you are closing yourself off to the abundance that is your natural birthright. You came to this planet to be abundant. You came to this planet to do really extraordinary things. You came to this planet to pursue that, what some might call the ridiculous goal. If it's on your heart, if it's driving your thinking, if it's lifting you up, then that is your sign that it's meant for you. And then all you have to do is believe in it. So start with, I can, of course I can. I don't need to know the how and the when, but I know I can. And as you lean into that, as you believe that, then you will start to know, you'll remember all the ways in which you know already how to do that. And in that process, divine inspiration will show up and give you, oh, try this, do this, do this. This showed up. Oh, that. Okay, let's have that conversation. And it's a beautiful dance. There's a rhythm to it. But we slow that down when we are in a state of I can't. And sometimes the I can't comes from a place of projecting a story onto our life of what life should be. But your life is what you decide it's going to be. So maybe it's time to start making more decisions. So decide you can. Decide that whatever you need money for will be available to you. And again, it's not your job to figure out the how and when. It's your job to trust what you already know, Chop wood, carry water, as Colette Baron Reid would say. Chop wood, carry water. Take the actions you already know in your heart that you need to take, and then trust the divine inspiration that shows up. Yeah, that's how you activate the abundance mindset. I can, of course I can. It's meant for me. The desire's on my heart. I feel inspired to do this thing. I want this thing. I want it deeply and badly. And I see all the ways in which it will benefit my life by having this thing. And so I'm going to, whatever it is, it might be a thing, it might be a situation, it might be an experience. You see it. You see the benefit. You see how it will raise your vibration. You see how it will make you more whole. Go for it. Full out. 100%. And you will be amazed by all that shows up and how quickly it shows up. If the law of correspondence, you know, I just finished the series on the laws of the universe. If the law of correspondence is true, which it is, and everything's a mirror, if you want life to show up for you, you have to show up for life, right? Because that's what will be reflected in your external experience. I call it the law of mirroring. So show up full out, and you will get a full out experience in return at the perfect time and in the perfect way. And it's less work. It's less stress. The universe is on your side. God is on your side. Be open and receptive to all good, and stay in that place of I am open and receptive to all good. Sure, I can go through and focus on the bad, but our focus is our power. Our focus is what creates our reality. So be mindful of where you're pointing your focus, and you always win. You always win. If you focus on winning, you will win. Period. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy.com. I pause because I start thinking about games. I think it's the last weekend of college football before the bowl games start. And I was like, well, and I always ask Spirit this when I'm watching games. I'm like, well, how, you know, if we can all win, why is there a winner and a loser? Well, A, that's a game, and that's the nature of the game, and everybody that shows up for that game knows that that's how it plays out, right? Doesn't mean one team is terrible and one team is good. No. I mean, they might be more focused. That's what Spirit told me, is that it's the team that chooses to be more focused on victory in that moment. So you choose to be victorious in your life by being more focused on your good, being more focused on your success, being more focused on your greatness than anything else. All right. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy.com. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Check out the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package, as well as the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package, the one-year option. It is a joy and honor to serve you, and I look forward to catching you again on the next podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself.